The undoing of this scheme was retired Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine in U.S. history, who was approached by the plotters and urged to head the new military government. Butler, who had openly attacked Roosevelt's New Deal programs, however, proved to be a loyal citizen and immediately informed Roosevelt of the treasonous conspiracy. Roosevelt knew that if he were to arrest the leaders of the houses of Morgan and DuPont, it would create an unthinkable national crisis in the midst of a depression and perhaps another Wall Street crash. Not for the first or last time in his career, he was aware that there were powers greater than he in the United States, noted Higham. Roosevelt decided to leak the story to the press, which generally discounted it as a ridiculous rumor. Nevertheless, some of the primary plotters skipped the country until the Führer died down. But the story did prompt Congress to appoint a special committee to look into the matter. Yielding to the powerful interests involved, the committee dragged its feet for 4 years before finally publishing a report marked for restricted circulation. Although downplaying the significance of this attempted coup, the committee's report did state that certain persons made an attempt to establish a fascist organization in this country, and that the committee was able to verify all the pertinent statements made by General Butler. Some researchers have speculated that this move against Roosevelt was merely a ploy orchestrated by the same elite families that put him into power. It was a scheme to paint FDR as an opponent of Wall Street and gain public support for his policies. If this plot was legitimate, it was the last overt move against an American president by powerful business interests until 1963. Ploy or not, this incident provides not only an example of hidden U.S. history, but also the lengths to which powerful persons will go to subvert the principles of the United States. Even at the time, some astute Americans could clearly see the connections between powerful national business leaders and Nazi Germany. U.S. Ambassador to Germany, William E. Dodd, told reporters upon his arrival back home in 1937, "A clique of U.S. industrialists is hell-bent to bring a fascist state to supplant our democratic government and is working closely with the fascist regime in Germany and Italy. I have had plenty of opportunity in my post in Berlin to witness how close some of our American ruling families are to the Nazi regime.